Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And it is a very good morning to, very good Monday morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
And good morning, Terry, and good morning to listeners. I'm a little bit bleary-eyed this morning because I watched that tennis match last night, or early this morning, but it was well worth it.
What time did it end?
Well, I got to bed about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that wouldn't have really worked for me. That was a good one, I hear, though, anyway.
It was one of the best matches I've ever seen. That Rafa Nadal is just something unbelievable to watch. It's just incredible.
A few extra coffees for you today, then.
Yes, absolutely.
What have you got for us this morning, Roman?
Well, today I'm going to be talking about a woman, a country music legend called Loretta Lynn. She was born Loretta Webb on April the 14th, 1932, in a place called Butcher Hollow in Kentucky. The town was named after the fact that there were several butchers living there, and a hollow is a ravine between two hills. So they built the town around the two hills and called it Butcher Hollow. Loretta was named after a young actress at the time who became quite famous later, called Loretta Young. And in a strange coincidence, Loretta Young won an Academy Award in 1947 called Farmer's Daughter. And Loretta Lynn's dad was a coal miner's daughter, as we know, of course, but he was also a farmer, so that was a very strange little coincidence there for when Loretta was about 15. Her dad sadly died at the age of 51 with black lung disease, which was obviously from the coal dust. Loretta had four brothers and three sisters. Now, one of the sisters, Brenda, who was born in 1951 when Loretta was 19, changed her name to Crystal Gale. And we know that she had this song in 1977 called Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
I did not know they were related.
Well, there we go. Now, for those who are interested, there's a terrific duet on YouTube with Loretta Lynn and Crystal Gale doing the Coal Miner's Daughter song with the Boston Pop Orchestra in the background. So well worth having a look at. In June 1948, a 15-year-old Loretta married and subsequently had six children of her own. The marriage had many problems, and Loretta stated in an interview some years later after her husband died, the happiness and heartache of the marriage inspired her songwriting. As a young girl, she learned to play the guitar, and in the next few years also did songwriting. And she finally cut her first record called I'm a Honky Tonk Girl in February 1960. Now, she had several top 10 country hits at the time and the ensuing years, but none of them were number one, like songs like Before I'm Over You, which ended up number four, number three for Wine, Women and Song. However, she became really better known for her first self-penned song, which ended in the top 10 in 1966, called Dear Uncle Sam. And it was a song about a woman writing the US president about the human costs of Vietnam War and her husband going to war. Quite an interesting song at the time. The same year, she had a song called You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, thus making her the first country female artist to write a number one hit. 1967, Don't Come A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind followed. Fist City, 1968. She had a number one with Woman of the World, Leave My World Alone, in 1969, of course, as we know, really, really know. In 1970, along came the song The Coal Miner's Daughter, which she wrote. It became the same title as her autobiography. And, of course, we know that was that film in 1980 with Sissy Spacek playing Loretta Lynn. Sissy apparently almost lived with Loretta for 12 months, followed her, toured with her, tried to talk like her, actually recorded the song, sang all the Loretta Lynn songs herself in the film, and the film, of course, won an Academy Award for Sissy, a terrific film. In 1971, Loretta joined a fellow called Conway Twitty, who many would remember or know from our radio station, with terrific songs like It's Only Make Believe, Hello Darling, Linda on My Mind, and they began a professional partnership which ended up with 5 number one country hits, which included a song called After the Fire Is Gone, which won them the Grammy Award in 1971. And they were voted the best vocal duo for the years 1972 to 1975. In 1971, Loretta had her 5th number one hit with the song One's on the Way. And in 1972, she became the first country star on the cover of a magazine that you probably know a bit about, Terry, called Newsweek.
Not really.
Not particularly. Oh, okay. It's been around for a while, but yeah, I don't know if it's still going. But anyway, I used to read it when I was younger. In 1977, she did an album of Patsy Cline songs, and she had a number one hit from one of Patsy's songs called She's Got You, which Patsy Cline got number one with in 1961, and Loretta got number one with it in 1977. Patsy was one of her best friends, and that's why she recorded that album. In 1980, Loretta became the only woman to be named Artist of the Decade and for the 1970s by the Academy of Country Music. Over the ensuing decades, albums followed, of course. Honky Tonk Angels especially was good with Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette in 1993, which kind of led to a new audience, though of course she was still well known. And she ended up having duets and albums with people like Reba McEntire, Faith Hill, Carrie Underwood. In 2000, she had her first single for 10 years, which surprised me a little bit, but that's the way it works sometimes, with a song called Country in My Jeans. Now, that's the genetic jeans, not the ones you wear. And that made her the first woman in country music to record hits for 5 decades. Another biography followed called Still Woman Enough, and a 2004 cooking book of all things. Now, a little bit of trivia. In 1966, 2 years after Loretta's twins were born, she ended up having 4 daughters and 2 sons, by the way, she became a grandmother at the age of 34. Would have to be the youngest singer that I've ever read about to become a grandmother, surely, at 34.
I hadn't even become a mother at 34.
Sometimes these figures are quite amazing. One of her daughters, Chrissy, is actually a bit of a singer. And again, I'll say, and this would be a good one to have a look at, there's a YouTube clip called Loretta Lynn and Friends. It's a bit of a show that she did. And her daughter, Chrissy, sings a song called Letter to Loretta. And in it, one of the lyrics is, I'm the daughter of the coal miner's daughter. And it's a terrific song. Susie and I watched it yesterday afternoon. Susie thought it was terrific. So for those who'd like to watch it, jump on YouTube and look up Letter to Loretta. And it's Chrissy Lynn. She'd been married for almost 50 years when her husband died in 1996. And along the way, she had several health problems, particularly with pneumonia. She had some falls, broken hip, knee surgery, all sorts of things happened to her. But I'm going to tell you with amazement that she's still with us, Terry. And on April the 14th, she will be 90.
Good on her.
I'm a little bit reluctant to wish her a happy birthday because I remember a few weeks ago I was wishing Betty White a happy 100th coming up very shortly, and unfortunately she passed away. I'm a little bit sensitive, so I'll whisper, happy birthday, Loretta.
Maybe just hold off a few months.
Like, I couldn't believe when Betty White passed away, and I sort of thought, I think I said on the program, I'm sure she'll get a letter from the Queen, you know? But I put the moz on her. Terry, look, this is an extraordinary woman. The life that she's had has been just something amazing because if you read between the lines and plus have a look at some of the interviews on YouTube, gee, she did not have an easy life, but she just kept going. And we've got a song for her today, of course, and what would that be called, Terry?
I think you know.
I think it's called The Coal Miner's Daughter.
That's it.
Catch you all next week.
Thanks for your time, Roman.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.